Now the New York City police have deemed the letter to be non-hazardous.
President Donald Trump unveiled his $1.5 trillion infrastructure plan with a targeted emphasis on sending things back to the states and giving states the responsibility to fix their crumbling roads.
Create thousands and thousands of jobs and increase training for our great American workers. And it returns power to the state and local governments who know best what their people need. Washington will no longer be a roadblock to progress. Washington will now be your partner.
For all of these stories and more, please check out usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
So 5 months ago, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, you want to try one out? Let us know what you think. Hey, it's a pillow. But I tried it. What have you got to lose? Tell you what I lost. Interrupted sleep. It changed my life. So I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not MyPillow, but your own MyPillow. See, it stays cool all night, keeps its shape, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't like it? Return it. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that has a 10-year warranty? You can toss a MyPillow in your washer, dryer, and it's like new again. Try doing that with your dollar store pillow and see what happens. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Every month, please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500.
Chris Sanders, when asked earlier today if the possible ties between the Trump administration and Russia would be brought up during the State of the Union address, Sanders was also asked about Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe stepping down.
We've talked about some of the concerns that we have with some of the actions that he's taken. But in terms of anything specific regarding the deputy director, particularly the news reports of today, I would refer you to the FBI.
This is USA Radio News.
Addiction. There was a day when the word addiction was just another word. If you're battling addiction, it's not easy to ask for help. It's hard to admit you really need it. Call and end addiction. Call and connect with representatives of a treatment center or rehab facility. Call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. Some insurance plans help pay for the cost of treatment. Be sure to check your policy or call your agent to see if you're covered. It's not easy to talk about your addictions or those of someone you care about. It's hard for you to experience. It's hard for them to watch. The first step to ending addiction starts with one free, private, and no-obligation call. Addiction. There can be a day when the word addiction is just another word again. Your life is not over. There are things you still need to do. The first thing to do is call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239.
Hillary Clinton made a cameo at last night's Grammys, and she read a portion of the book Fire and Fury. Laura Trump is the daughter-in-law of President Trump. She explains her thoughts on the Grammys and other award shows.
I stopped watching all of these shows a long time ago for this exact reason. And I think the American public as a whole probably feels the same way. I thought it was despicable, disgusting, and quite frankly, sad that Hillary Clinton obviously needs to validate herself in some way.
That clip, courtesy of Fox Business. Cyber criminals are hacking ATM machines and forcing them to give out money, which is known as jackpotting. Now, the Secret Service is aware of this, and two major ATM companies sent out warning letters to their customers over the weekend. NBC security expert Sean Henry talks about the type of ATMs that are being targeted.
The types of ATMs that are being hit are typically these one-off ATMs you might find in a small convenience store. They can take out all the cash.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
And with a look at some of the major stories going on around the world, Here's USA Radio Network's UN correspondent, Luke Vargas.
The U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer is criticizing the pace of NAFTA renegotiations after a sixth round of talks between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico wrapped up on Monday.
This round was a step forward. We owe it to our citizens who are operating in a state of uncertainty to move much faster.
Lighthizer went on to criticize Canada for a pair of NAFTA proposals that he called absolutely unacceptable. And he pointed out that the U.S. is running a trade imbalance with Canada that needs to be corrected. But Canada's trade representative, Chrystia Freeland, seemed to criticize the Trump administration's focus on trade deficits and said Canada does not view trade as a zero-sum game.
Canada does not consider trade deficits and surpluses to be the ultimate arbiter of whether trade is good or bad.
A seventh round of NAFTA talks will pick up next month in Mexico City. And Syrian peace talks are underway in the Russian city of Sochi. The talks follow unsuccessful peace talks sponsored by the UN last week. Syria's main opposition group is boycotting the Russian talks, accusing Moscow of undermining UN mediation efforts. The UN's Syria envoy, Stefan de Mistura, was initially hesitant about attending the Sochi talks, but Moscow reportedly secured his participation by promising that any decisions reached in Sochi would carry over into the next round of UN talks.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we're live in the studio. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, and I have company today, so I'm really excited. Rob Case is on the show and in the studio, and I'll be introducing you in just a little while to him. But we're going to, I don't want to ruin it for you all, but we're going to be talking about his business, which happens to be in entertainment. So as always, we start off with a quote. And today, when I think of entertainment, I can't help but think of Billy Joel, probably because of the song The Entertainer. But there were no lyrics there that were really suitable to post on the radio show here today. So we're going to go with a quote from him instead of his exact lyrics, which is this: artists, musicians, painters, writers, poets always seem to have had the most accurate perception of what is really going on around them, not the official version or the popular perception of contemporary life. So I think that's really true, and I think Rob will be able to tell us a little bit about his business, Base Entertainment Group, and some of his observations looking at people sharing their life's milestone. So we have that going on. Of course, we have to pay the bills here. I'm going to do a commercial, and then I will be back with the weather. Stay tuned.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and 100 every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and 100 provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
And we're back with the weather as promised. So, Rob, I'm going to make you live here, and I'm going to officially introduce you in just a second. I just want you to be prepared. We're going to be doing the weather, and we do not like the S word here, as it refers to snow or sleet. It's very, very bad.
I was slightly concerned there for just 1 second about what you were talking about.
Well, that's not going to go away in the next hour, just so you know. But the S word when it comes to weather, if you hear a loud noise, it's me trying to process these words on the screen that start with an S. Or if you hear a lot of silence and I have passed out, then feel free to take over the mic and
I sure will.
The audience will just know we're talking about the S word here. So here we go. Right now, it looked like it was going to be lovely. It was lots of sunshine today. I didn't get out until it was time to trek over here to Flemington. And unfortunately, it is cloudy and it feels like snow. So I am not loving that. But we have a slight chance of rain, but not until after 9 p.m. And then maybe some of the S word, which is four letters, not five. Tuesday, we're looking at a chance of snow. Now, I just love this, mainly between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Why don't they just say snow all day? Because they probably know I will go into a heart palpitation over here. It's going to be about 35. So that's not terrible. Maybe it won't stick. We have that to look forward to. We have a cold night on Tuesday night with a low of 16. Looking a little brighter on Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, a high near 35. Wednesday night, we're back down to 26. And then the S word comes again for Thursday. But we have a high of 45, so I'm hoping that is going to be okay. Maybe some snow to start off and then changing over to rain. Friday, it's the S word again. This is a terrible forecast. Who said I would read this forecast? This is horrible. Chance of snow before 1 p.m., and then we're looking at a high near 33. The weekend's looking okay. Cold, mostly sunny, around 29 on Saturday and Sunday. I think it's going to be okay. I guess we're going to get through the week. It doesn't look like mass amounts of accumulating snow, but we definitely don't like to see that four-letter S word in three of our five-day forecast over here at Hot and Hunterdon. But we still have to read the weather, so we have one more commercial, and then I'll be back with our guest. Stay tuned.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we're back here in the studio, and I think what we're going to do is get settled for just a little bit so you can enjoy some of our music today.
The scent that you left on my pillow, the sound of your
okay, and we're back in the studio. I'm so happy to introduce my guest here, Rob Case, who is from Base Entertainment Group. And what kind of business do you have, Rob?
Well, we're an entertainment group, so we do more than just disc jockeys. We have photo booths. We do all kinds of events, from anything from weddings to sweet 16s to school events to corporate events. We have some really cool specialty options, like we do outdoor movie nights. We have one of those giant inflatable movie screens like they do on the beach, or like you would think of a drive-up movie kind of deal. So we have that. We really have a nice broad amount of things to do in the entertainment realm. It's exciting.
And the entertainment industry with the different events that go on, private events and all, first I wanted to really highlight that you're a Hunterdon-based business.
Yes, yeah.
And if you could tell us a little bit how long you've been in business, and there has to be a story. What's your backstory here?
Yeah, so like anybody else in my industry, I've kind of always wanted to do what I'm doing. I really enjoy entertaining, and when I really sat down and thought about that for a little bit, I remember way back when I was a kid, sitting at my desk in my bedroom with two clock radios, making up a radio show and DJing, and then I remember being in the truck with my grandfather driving home from the shore on the weekend and listening to Saturday Night Fever, which was on Sunday night on the radio, if that makes any sense whatsoever. But I remember listening to that and listening to that disco era music, and the disc jockey was on there and he was playing everything, and I really enjoyed that. And I always wanted to play loud music. I always had stereos as a kid, and I would try to match them up and combine them as much as possible and blast it as much as I could and drive my parents insane. And eventually that became something that I wanted to try to actually do part-time and have some fun at it. I bought my first DJ system in 2006. It was used on eBay. It was nothing really great at the time, even for 2006. But that kind of got me started. I did my girlfriend at the time, I did her cousin's graduation party in their backyard, and that was it. It was something I wanted to do from there. And what ended up happening was, as time went on, I decided to, put a little bit more back into it, and eventually I had the comfortability to give it a shot full time, and it ended up panning out. So
Well, are you someone who now everyone's going, now what is an alarm clock? Because all the people today just have a telephone. So
yeah, I don't think anybody knows what a clock radio is.
But we did get a nice visual there with a lot of electronics and you making sure that things were going off. And the songs and music is certainly a form of expression. Was there a particular artist that you wanted to share that brought you to the industry, or was it, do you just, does
definitely
the music?
Definitely not. I'd say, if anything, it was kind of the opposite. It was kind of all of them that brought me to the industry. I have never liked one specific category of music. I tend personally to kind of go through trends. I'll listen to something for a month or two, and then I'll jump genres, or, you know, I've listened to country for 2-3 months in a row, and then switched over to listening to electronic music, or top 40, or, you know, I'm a 90s kid, so when it comes to me, like Blues Travelers, stuff like that, I'm, you know, Bare Naked Ladies, I jump back to that category constantly when I relive my youth. But I'll go all over the place when it comes to music, so no, unfortunately, there is no one artist I can say really got me into DJing or more passionate about music than another.
And the DJ entertainment for what you do, the venues, you're really part of an event and part of milestones. Did that draw you to the industry as well?
Definitely not at first, but it's one of those things that once you start doing it, you realize how fun it is. I've done everything from like small events I did a wedding once with, I think, 20 people, and it was on a Thursday afternoon, all the way up to, we used to do a lot of stuff for a company called Red Frog Events, which owns Warrior Dash, and we used to be the entertainment on the main stage, so there'd be 20,000 people there, and that's a rush and a half, standing on a stage in front of 20,000 people and, you know, doing a, Warrior Dash was a 5K mud run, so they enjoyed doing things like push-up contests on the stage, or people wore wacky costumes, so we'd do a costume contest, and, you know, we'd have to get the crowd all riled up and have them cheer for which one they thought was the best. And then you narrow them down and you put in your commentary and your little jokes. At least you hope they're jokes. And it was always, I mean, it's just a thrill. It's so much fun. So I love what I do. I love going to work.
Well, it certainly sounds like it. We're definitely going to have you share some of your more memorable experiences. I might even ask the right question that gets you to say yes to one of my leading questions here. But in the meantime, we do have to pay the bills here, so we're going to do a commercial break. And then I'll be back in the studio talking live to Rob Case. Stay with us.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
We're back in the studio. I'm Georgine Trinkle, your host here at Hot and Hunterdon, and I have Rob Case with me talking about, as a local Hunterdon County business owner, doing entertainment and all kinds of events. And so far, he's let me stay on this side of the table where all the cool buttons and boards are, but I don't know. We still have more than half the show to get through, so I might get thrown out and be on the other side of the desk. I know it's pretty cool, right? All
yes,
these buttons.
Yeah. I have plenty of my own buttons when I go to work. I don't think I need to steal yours today, but it does look fun on your side of the table.
It does kind of look fun, and obviously I don't know what I'm doing, so I just push buttons until sound comes out. But it's still fun to broadcast and to be able to connect with people that you may not know. So when we're doing our show, hopefully we have some listeners, and hopefully there are people that we haven't met. But we can get our message out and talk a little bit. And I think that's perhaps the exciting thing about the broadcast industry or the entertainment industry, is to be able to touch people. If it's an event, if it's a wedding or something like a mud run or a fun run, 20,000 people or 20 people, you always have that opportunity to connect with your audience.
Yeah.
Now, did you have, from all the different types of entertainment, there are a lot of different venues where a person might use an entertainment company. That would be a wedding, for sure. That's the first thing people think about. But maybe there's some other experiences you've had that you'd like to share.
We've done tons of stuff in the last year. That just off the top of my head, I can think of. One would be, for instance, like Hunterdon Central, we did their prom, and one of my staff members had picked out a song for like that first dance song of the night, that first song that's going to get them up and dancing and going and kind of sets the tone for the whole night. And there were three of us in the DJ booth, and all of us, you know, having plenty of experience up there, it always gets to be a conversation of, well, what song is going to be the first song? And you don't want to use the best song, because sometimes you save that for the end of the night. But one of the guys had picked a song, and I said, I don't know. I don't know if that's going to be the song that sets it off. And he goes, no, I'm telling you, this is it. This is going to be the song. And then the other guy was like, I don't know either. So, you know, we placed a little $5 bet on it, and it turns out it came on, and it had this nice long intro into it, and it was real kind of like quiet. And we have control over our lighting when we do our events. So we have our lights computer programmed, and we can hit a button and black stuff out, or, you know, like make a little flashing going on, or, you know, brighten things up. So we kind of, like, when it got dark right at the end of a slow song, we just kind of blacked out the room, and the whole crowd started going like, oh, like they thought the lights went out or the power went out or something like that. And then I just got right on the mic, and I just went, Central, you ready to have a good time tonight? And they realized that it was all planned, and they just freaked out. And then when we turned the lights back on, you know, they were going nuts. The floor was jumping up and down. Everything was bouncing. And that was one of those things that, like, you don't forget, something like that. The energy that popped in the room the second they realized what was going on was just huge.
And you don't forget it. And I'm sure that they don't forget it either. And that's really making the moment. And so many people from prom, I'm sure, remember their first dance or the last dance of the night.
Yeah.
And you really are able to connect with people from the booth behind the buttons.
Yeah. I mean, that's obviously just one instance of a million. Proms are one of those things where there's a lot of people. Usually when you do a wedding, you don't see a lot of weddings over like 200 people. So it's never quite the same reaction, but we have that same thing happens at weddings all the time, where people just flip out. And I always joke with my staff, it's not what you played, it's when you played it. So, you play the right song at the right time, everybody freaks out because they were out on the floor not expecting it. Or, Single Ladies is one of those songs that you can, by Beyonce, Single Ladies, you can drop that in anywhere, and for some reason people freak out. Dynamite by Tyler. I could go on all day long just naming songs like that, but.
That's good. That's why you're here. We're interested in those things, those songs that know no particular audience and just always connect with a lot of people at once. But I do want to get into the nuts and bolts of bass entertainment. So we did mention you're a 100-in bass business. We like to use, the word bass in our intro here for you. But what we didn't talk about is the types of things that you do. So we touched briefly on some of the events that you can hire for music, for sound systems.
Yeah.
Maybe you could just give us a little summary of some of the types of work that you typically contract with.
We do a wide variety of stuff. The best part about us is we're very diverse when it comes to that. We are a 100-in based business. We love to work within 100-in County. And 100-in County has a lot of great spots for weddings. So we do a ton of weddings a year. One of the biggest things these days and trends in the wedding industry is the rustic theme. And 100-in County is awesome for that with our history here of, farms and barns and just all kinds of cool places from like the Red Mill in Clinton. People can get married there to there's various properties that were farms in 100-in County that they're doing events there now. And it's one of those things where when you go there, you can feel that charm, and we're finding ourselves working at those places a lot more often.
So you don't necessarily need a traditional venue to be able to provide the entertainment for a wedding or an anniversary party or...
No, not at all. No.
Excellent. Thinking with the holidays around, just past our holidays, I guess you probably don't have anything planned for Groundhog Day. No big Groundhog Day parties.
No, there's not a lot of big Groundhog Day parties, although I would enjoy that, having a TV monitor up and watching the little guy pop out of the hole.
Yeah, let's get rid of this winter. Let's get rid of winter.
I'm in there with you. This is typically in the events industry, we don't find as many things going on January and February coming off of the holidays and coming off of, the S word that you talked about. People get a little nervous about hosting events. So when we do have events this time of year, we tend to go all out and have a lot of fun.
Well, it sounds like there's a great mix of things. And there's always the question people always ask when you're planning an event. Do you do a live band or do you do an entertainment group? And
yeah.
I know you're going to answer that correctly.
I always say it kind of comes down to your budget because a good band isn't cheap. I think bands are awesome, personally. I wanted a band for my wedding, but we couldn't afford it, so we went with a DJ. And I'm not saying DJs are cheap. I'm just saying that a good band isn't necessarily cheap. And the nice thing about having a DJ is that we can play all the different kinds of music, whereas a band might only play a few different varieties, or they're limited by what instruments they have or what vocals they can achieve. So when you have a DJ, you can kind of be bipolar and all over the place and do whatever you want when it comes to, if you want some 90s stuff, if, you want to throw in some 60s or all new stuff, it's, you have a lot more options when it comes to that.
Plus, I'm sure if there's particular songs and music that the event, whoever's hosting the event wants to make sure that they have out special songs and dances, I'm sure that you're able to customize those things quite well.
Yeah, so being in the event industry, people think that a disc jockey company is just a disc jockey company. We're going to show up and play music and then we go home. And that might be true for some, but whereas with us, we're huge on pre-planning. Whether it's a wedding or a Sweet 16 or a corporate event, it doesn't matter. We try to plan ahead of time as much as possible because the more information we get early, the better job we can do. And nothing bothers me more than hearing, somebody said that their DJ showed up and they asked them what song was their first dance while they were standing there. I have planning forms online for our clients. They log in through our website. It asks all the right questions. And then, you know, for a wedding, we sit down at the office, we go over it. For a sweet 16, we usually do like a phone call and go over it. But either way, we plan out that day ahead of time. And the idea is that the client, the bride and groom, the birthday girl, the, you know, whoever it is, they're, you know, your standard event's what, 4 hours? If it's a wedding, you might be 5-6 hours. You only have so much time to enjoy it. So if I have to go up and ask you 1,000 questions, you're not getting to enjoy your event. Whereas if I just have everything written down ahead of time from you, I can do what you want, know that it's what you want, and let you just enjoy yourself. And that's ultimately what my goal is to make sure people have a good time and enjoy themselves.
And you do a lot more than just provide music if that's in the plans of the party. I know I was looking at some things on the Base Entertainment Group Facebook page, and you had some really cool photo events.
Photo booths, yeah. So photo booths have gotten to just really be a huge trend. And, you know, they kind of tie into our industry, the entertainment aspect. We've invested heavily into all kinds of different photo booths. So we have, you know, our standard photo booth, which is kind of like an enclosure. You walk in, you shut the curtain, you take your pictures, you come out, you actually get a physical printed strip, which is awesome to be able to give, you know, somebody something tangible. Usually in my industry, you know, we give them an experience. We don't give them something tangible. So with the photo booths, you get that strip and you get the photos to take home. But we have, you know, those enclosed ones. We have open ones. We have ones that actually inflate. And because of that, they have like this white tufted look and it just looks really sleek. And we actually just added our new mirror photo booth, which is kind of completely technology based. But it's really cool. It's a 5-foot floor standing mirror. It's all touch screen. So the mirror, you can touch it to draw on it, to activate, you know, different features. It has animations that appear on the screen. And the reason I said it's technology based is because the glass is touch screen. The glass is also one way glass. So there's a monitor behind the mirror that, you know, has all the animations and the screen. But the camera is also located behind that mirror. So with photo booths, sometimes, you know, you get people and they walk in there and they might be looking at the screen or they might be looking off to the side. With a mirror, you're looking always in the mirror. So with the camera being behind the mirror, you're always looking at the camera. So it's such a cool thing when you see it in person.
You're starting to sound like a Disney movie.
So I'll be completely honest. The first time I saw the mirror, that was actually one of the first words out of my mouth was, this looks like something that Disney would have came out with. And ironically, I went there with my in-laws and my niece, and I saw something just like it in, I can't remember which castle it was, but it was one of those, and it was, you know, the mirror up on above the fireplace, and it was talking to you. But it reminded me of my photo booth. So it was good to be brought right back to work when I was on vacation.
Well, you love your job, so I'm sure that it was something that you enjoyed seeing.
I'm always keeping my eye out my wife doesn't appreciate it. She can't go to a concert with me without me looking at the sound system and the lighting. So it's one of those things that we have a constant joke in our relationship.
Well, along with the photo booth and the lights, there are other packages too, I'm sure, that you offer as an entertainment industry guru. I know sometimes to get the audience going, you can have a Macarena, you can, you know, give out different things for the audience to participate with the music and really try to incorporate people into the event.
Yeah, we do the giveaways thing every now and again. What it comes down to for us is it kind of comes back to what I said earlier about, like, I tell my staff, it's not what you played, it's when you played it. And a lot of times you don't have to get people going too much. They came to a party because they want to party. So it's just a matter of setting the mood right. And that's actually, I always tell clients, you have two ways to control people's feelings and mood at an event. And one of them is the music that you play. It's very influential. And the other is the way that you control the lighting. So, when we offer all these different lighting packages for our clients and we have the ability to control them with, we used to do it with the computer. Now we actually have the ability to do it with the iPad. But, you know, when we set a scene, it's literally called a scene, and we'll set a scene for dinner. And dinner is, you know, like a nice soft white color with lights on the ceiling and slow motion. And then we'll set another scene, which is, you know, some color fades and the lights searching around the room. When you go from slower, calmer music and that dinner scene of the ambient soft white lighting, and then you switch to a high-energy song with the lights searching all over the room, it doesn't take much more for people to get out of their seats and start dancing. And I kind of consider it like Pavlov's theory, you know, where you ring the bell and the dog starts salivating. Same thing works vice versa, which is if you turn the music back down and you go back to that dinner scene of the ambient lighting, say for a cake cutting or something like that, or it's time to serve dinner, et cetera, people just kind of, they know it's time to sit back down. So we don't get wrong. We get on the microphone plenty, but we don't find ourselves doing what I call the glittery jacket thing, which is like we have to run out there and pry people out of their chairs anymore. It's people came to party.
Well, that's because you're setting the atmosphere and you're reading the signs of the crowd and you're making sure that there's enough people on the dance floor, you know, based on what you're picking and the mood that you set. It's a little scary that you could do it all with a iPad, but
like our industry is so technology driven, and there's a big running joke in my industry, which is they keep making things smaller and more compact and lighter, and we just keep bringing out more and more stuff. So you know, it's one of those things that stuff, although it's not, I mean, our industry is talent based, so it does take talent to do that stuff, but having the right tools really aid that into an extraordinary experience.
And that's, I think, a little bit of how you probably measure success, repeat clients, but it's also how you feel people are interacting during your event and, you know, smiling and dancing and spreading joy.
Yeah. I always find, like I said, the majority of people, when they come out to a party, they came out to party. There is that drink and talk crowd that likes to, you know, catch up and things like that. You find that more like a class reunion where they want to catch up. But they'll always dance. It's just a matter of when they're going to start dancing. So
you mean how drunk they are? Is that
not always? Not necessarily.
Just curious.
You know, sometimes it just takes people a little bit to get comfortable. There was an old comedian that used to say, "They say you can't please everyone at the same time." And last night, all those people were at my show. luckily, knock on wood, I've never had to say that. But you know, it's always one of those things. You're not going to get 100% of the people to dance, but as long as you get 95% of them, you'll be really happy.
And talking about making people happy and being community minded, you have certainly touched a point that we like to bring up here at Hot and Hunterdon, is some of the work that you've done in the community and working with some businesses to try to support other nonprofits and charities and people from the county and throughout New Jersey that are doing good work. And you mentioned an upcoming event that you have with one of our favorite sub shops, because they have almost, they don't call it a day of giving, but they have a designated day where they do some fundraising to support some good things in the community. So maybe you could tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we're teaming up with Jersey Mike's in Hillsboro for a charity called Steps Together. And what they do is they have this day where people come in, you buy a sandwich, and the money goes towards the charity. And it's going to be a cool day. We're going to have a photo booth there. I believe there'll be some other special guests. I can't talk too much about special guest stuff, but our photo booth will be there to take pictures with people. And hopefully we'll be playing some music outside if it's a nice day. And local charities are always one of those things that I feel like are the best things to give back to. I'm one of those people that I may not always put the dollar on at the grocery store when it says, like, do you want to donate to this? Because I don't know where it's going. But if I do know where it's going, I'll always give back. And when we get asked to do something, I always love participating locally with charities. I like giving back. It's one of the things I always said that I would do if I ended up doing this full time and it worked out.
And just to plug Jersey Mike's, we do have a Hunterdon-based Jersey Mike's here in Flemington. And throughout the country, they do pick certain charities that are locally selected. And then the national office also supports some different endeavors to help others in the community. And it's you're not doing anything extra. You're buying a sub, but they're designating that whole day to give back to their selected charities. So I think that you'll find a lot of people come out to the community to support an event like that, and they have really great subs there.
Yeah, Hunterdon County is one of those counties where people tend to rally together really well, especially when it comes to charities. And I find a lot of the Hunterdon County-based businesses give right back to Hunterdon County. We, whenever we're available, always try to give back. And I love seeing it go to local charities because ultimately that's who you're trying to get back to, is the people that are within your community. You know, you don't want to – don't get me wrong, charity's charity, but, like, you'd like to see it go to your friends and neighbors.
Yeah, and it helps when you know the people that are in charge of the charities. I always give a shout-out to Helene Meisner, one of my colleagues at NorwestCAP with the food bank, because she seems to know a lot of people in the community, and they know her. And so they know that she's a good steward of the money. So when you have that connection, a local connection, and just like you said, it's nameless charity giving, it doesn't mean the same as when you have a real connection to someone.
Yeah. We got a letter in the mail the other day from the Ark of Hunterdon, and it was about their Tricky Tray coming up. And I remember somebody saying something about that they were having trouble hearing people at the last one. So I called up and I said, we'd like to donate a sound system, and the lady told me she was going to dance to her boss's desk. So
I love it.
It was one of those things that, like, that makes you really happy to hear that. That, I mean, I haven't even done anything really yet. All I did was call and make a phone call, and somebody's telling me they're dancing their way to their desk.
Oh yeah.
So, like I said, whenever we have that opportunity, we always try to give it back as much as possible.
And a sound system is just never in a nonprofit's budget. If you know someone in the entertainment business and they're willing to host or DJ, that's usually as good as you get in the professional entertainment field. So she was, I'm sure, dancing to her boss's desk, and I bet you she danced the whole rest of the day. And they'll all be dancing the day of the event.
I'm sure the guy that was doing the announcing last year, whose throat was very sore the following day, I think he's probably going to be the most excited.
I wouldn't count on it. It is always a missing link. And because the technology in the entertainment industry, as you were surmising earlier, it's always changing. It is so technical. You can't possibly, you know, not be in the industry and know how to effectively run a board and where to put the speakers. And there's so much that goes into the configuration of a system even.
We do a lot of staff training. I have guys that, you know, they have their strong points and their weak points. But everybody knows the basis of sound systems and basic, you know, logic when it comes to that kind of stuff. And equipment, like you said, is ever-changing, so we're constantly upgrading. Most of the stuff that we own, we cycle out almost every 2 years just to be safe, which sounds a little unnecessary, and maybe it is, just a little tad. My accountant would probably prefer it if I kept things a little bit longer. But it's one of those things that the more that you cycle that stuff out, the less likely you are to have an issue with your gear, as well as the more likely you are to have the best stuff. And we're really focused on the quality of what we do as opposed to just doing it. So when it comes to that stuff, like the microphones that we buy, we try to get ones that have a nice narrow field so that we don't get feedback. I'm sure you've been to an event and somebody walks too close to the speaker and all of a sudden it makes that screeching noise.
I've been that person.
Yeah. So, you know, we try to buy mics that don't do that, which costs a little more, yes. But like I said, it's about the experience and the quality of the work, not necessarily saving, you know, a couple bucks.
Well, it sounds great. We're going to have to do a little commercial break here at Hunt and Hunterdon. I hope you've been enjoying listening and hearing more about this Hunterdon-based business and what goes into the entertainment industry. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the venues and continue talking about some of the unique experiences. Stay with us.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we're back here in the studio talking about entertainment industry and Base Entertainment, a local Huntington County business that does venues all over. And we're going to just drill down a little bit and get an experienced person's perspective about some fun, different venues that you may have done events, if it was a Sweet 16 or a small intimate anniversary party or a wedding. Are there any special places that you want to share with us?
If I really had to tell you about, like, it's not a hidden gem, but Raspberries over in Frenchtown on Route 12. I've been working there since I started. The ironic part of my beginning of my career there was it was a Sunday. I was out to breakfast with some friends. I had worked the night before, and I got a call from someone just out of nowhere, and they said, "Where are you right now?" And I said, "I'm out to breakfast." And they said, "How soon can you be at Raspberries on Route 12? And my response was, "Probably pretty quick." And they said, "Can you get your DJ stuff and head over here really fast?" And I said, "Actually, it's in the back of my trailer right now. I'm out to breakfast because I worked last night." And they said, "All right, well, I'm here, and there's a bride in the limo crying," which is never what you want to hear. And the DJ wasn't there.
This is not sounding good.
The DJ didn't show up. And how soon can you get here? You know, it's a friend's wedding. Please get here as soon as you can. And we paid the bill as fast as we could and got out. And I put on my dress clothes from the night before, which I wasn't too happy about. But you got to do what you got to do. And, you know, I walk in, and the groomsmen are literally out by the trailer helping us load gear in as fast as possible. And we got set up, and I run out there, and I find out what their intro song was and what their first dance song was. And we put a wedding together in a matter of about, I think it was, I was eating at Perkins, if that dates this story, in Flemington. But we put a wedding together in a matter of a half hour, which is never what you want to do, but we were still able to save the day. And I think for that reason, that's one of my favorite places still to date. But I've also gotten to know them. Obviously, when you save the day like that, they remember you. So I've been able to be great friends with the people over there for quite some time. And the food's great, and the space is great, and there's multiple rooms, and the outside is all gorgeous, and they're always updating something. And that, to me, is really important, especially for a venue, is to just stay up to date. And it's definitely one of my most memorable places to work. I'll be there this weekend, as a matter of fact. So not to give them a plug as well, but they deserve it. So
absolutely, and that's a great story. And you still answer calls from the friend that called you while you were having breakfast?
Yes, but usually now I wait till the end of the meal. No, I'm just
kidding. Well, speaking of hidden gems, over at the Huntington Hills Playhouse, that's another place. I don't know if you've done any venues there, but they have beautiful outdoor events, and it's really a fun place.
Yeah, my prom was there 2 years in a row when I was in high school.
So. I thought you were going to say 2 years ago.
No. I'm unfortunately older than that.
I thought you maybe were in school for a really long time, so you graduated. Or you just liked the prom and kept going back to prom.
No, unfortunately not.
But that is another place that's beautiful. In Huntington County, you alluded earlier to the many different places, some that you know do weddings and some, you know, you're not really sure what they do or they can lend themselves to a wedding.
Yeah, I mean, there's tons of places in Hutterton to get married, ones that you'd expect you could and ones that you don't expect you could. Like the Mill is one of those ones that people go, what do you mean you can get married at the Mill? There's Prallsville Mill down in Stockton. You can have an event there as well. It's gorgeous. You have the canal right there. We've done a few weddings there. And then, you know, you have your banquet halls like Raspberries or the Grand Colonial or Beaverbrook Country Club. People never realize how awesome the view is from there.
And don't you have an event coming up at Beaverbrook?
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, so we'll get that information on our Facebook page, because you go to different venues like that to showcase your entertainment?
Yeah, so we do bridal shows. It's a pretty typical part of our industry where brides can sign up and they come out and they can experience vendors and see vendors and meet vendors. And with any typical trade show, there's usually some kind of special pricing or a deal going on at that particular time. We just did one this past weekend at the Grand Colonial. They had a great bridal show. I think it was something like 90 brides showed up. I always tell brides, if you already have all your vendors booked, come anyway, because they give away free food, and it's usually really good. But it's a great place to go and experience everything and check everything out. So we were really happy on Saturday. We met a lot of awesome brides. Ironically, a few of them had already come through our office and booked us, so it was good to see their faces again. And it was cool for them because they got to come out and experience the photo booths that, you know, we have a showroom at our office. Our office is right down on 202 in Flemington. We have a nice conference room. I'm probably the only business in New Jersey with a disco ball above my conference table.
I don't even want to talk about that. But
I think you need one here in the studio right above this desk.
I probably wouldn't leave, but we should definitely talk about how people can get in touch with you. And if they can come to the studio, is the magic mirror in the studio?
So the magic mirror isn't set up because it's a little heavy, and we do have a flight of stairs at our office. But we have our other photo booth set up. We have a DJ set up in our office. The walls are flooded with photos of past events. One of my favorite sections is I have a spot. We have letters on the wall, and it says, like, what the group of photos are. And there's one that says client love, and it's just all 12 by 12 photos of every past couple. It's kind of my thing. At the end of a wedding, I try to get a picture with them. And I finally had the time to print them all out and put them on the wall. So I have this major collage going of past couples. And you know, you walk down that hallway, and then you wind up in our office with the conference room. And, you know, we have a table and a nice big TV monitor to be able to, you know, show you all the stuff that we do and go over how we help you plan a wedding or, you know, whatever event it is. And it's a really cool space. I say not everybody gets to do what they want to do when they grow up, you know, like whatever it is. And I have, you know, a conference table with a disco ball, and I have a coffee table that has two giant 18-inch speakers in it because we had it custom made. And you know, we have a room that's just dedicated to the staff being able to practice, so it has turntables and speakers in it.
And might you have in this showroom a bookcase, perhaps, with a very recent Chamber Award that you want to share?
Yeah, so we did win a Chamber Award. We won Most Promising Business, and it was a great honor to get that award. We were put up for it by someone who came out to our grand opening of our office, not our business, but our office. And, you know, it was just a great honor to get an award like that. I always say that being self-employed, you don't really get a lot of feedback. If your business does well, that's feedback, but it's not like anybody gives me a direct raise as, you know, a direct reward for doing better and better and better.
Right, a performance evaluation.
Yes, anything like that. You know, my wife gets stuff all the time at her job, and, you know, it's because she works for a company. I work for myself. So unless I pat myself on the back, I'm not getting anything. And to get that award was kind of like being at work and getting, you know, this awesome thing. It's very heavy, too. It's glass, so I leave it right on my... It's right on one of the bookcases sitting across from my desk.
And I'm sure the glass beads from the disco ball helped to make it a very light environment
for you.
And is there also a contest going on, the Hunterdon Happening contest, where
people
can vote for you?
Happening Magazines or Happening Media, they run these contests around the country, and they have one directly for Hunterdon, and they have a wedding category. We've won the best of the best in Hunterdon for the wedding DJ category for 4 years. So if we win this year, it'll be our fifth, and we're really hoping that we do. We're also in there for the photo booth category as well, so we're hoping we win that one again too. But they're a great group of people, the people who run the Happenings, and it's one of those things that it's a nice local competition, and it really inspires people to get involved, and they throw a huge bash, which we've had the honor of DJing and doing the photo booth for 6 years, or five, six years. And, you know, we bring in a DJ, and it's on a Wednesday night, and it's one of those situations where I can't believe people are dancing till 11 o'clock at night on a Wednesday, but they do. and they have a great time, and the girls that host it, they really know how to put on an awesome modern affair, for sure.
That's great, Rob. I can't thank you enough for coming on Hot and Hotter and today and talking about all of your community involvement, the events, how you make things special, ordinary events, extraordinary. And it's great to be able to highlight and focus on a recent Hunterdon County Chamber Award winner. We're certainly excited about that. We haven't posted information about your website or how to contact you, so we'll be able to do that as soon as we go off the air. Radio time is like no other time, and it flies by.
Certainly did.
Do have to wrap up the segment for today, but hope people will learn a little bit more about you. We're really intrigued by the mirror, so hopefully we'll get a picture of that up on our page. And we thank you for being our guest today.
Thank you, absolutely, for having me out.
It was great. And so for all of you, I really hope that you have a great Monday. Try to ignore the S word that's coming up. Have a great week. We'll be back in the studio next week. Stay with us.
USA Radio News.
If you think your viewers want to know whether or not the dossier was used in court proceedings, whether or not it was vetted before it was used, whether or not it's ever been vetted, if you are interested in who paid for the dossier, if you're interested in Christopher Steele's relationship with Hillary Clinton and the Democrat National Committee, then yes, you'll want the memo to come out.
Congressman Trey Gowdy on Fox News Sunday. Now, a key House committee vote is set today for 5 o'clock Eastern on whether to make public a classified memo that top congressional Republicans say detail government surveillance abuses and has emerged at the center of a power struggle in Washington, D.C. Many Chicagoans are not happy with President Barack Obama's planned library. They're calling it a waste of taxpayer money and, quote, setting a dangerous precedent for the preservation of historic parklands. The library will cost the taxpayers around $100 million. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
You know, when the Israelites got to the desert, they were given manna from heaven. Well, we may not have manna, but we do have New Manna. In these uncertain times, become food independent with New Manna's long-term storable food. Healthy, nutritious, dense meals, organic, non-GMO, taste great and last for over 25 years. Oh, and gluten-free is available. Order now and get 20% off, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just use promo code WAR. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775, or go to newmanna.com.
Speaker of the House Paul Ryan said he will donate money he received from an organization with ties to casino mogul Steve Wynn. Wynn has had multiple women accuse him of sexual misconduct. A new poll out says most millennials disapprove of Congress. Nearly 61% think Congress is taking America in the wrong direction. Rye Barkrod is the CEO and founder of a new group called With Honor. The group looks to get Democrats and Republicans who served in our military forces elected to Congress. Barkrod discusses one of the members running for Congress.
And I'll tell you about Kenneth Sheets in particular. He's in Texas. He served in also in Fallujah in 05, 06. Came back, started his family, had a career in the private sector. And like many of these veterans, is running a hard race against folks that have more access to affluent networks.
And finally, the Cleveland Indians are removing Chief Wahoo from their game uniforms. This will start in 2019. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, it's Brandon. I'm trying to get you to stick to your New Year's resolution. If you want to do anything well, it all starts with getting a good night's rest. The folks at MyPillow want to help you get that deep sleep you need. That's why they extended their best offer ever through January. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. But you only have 2 weeks left to order, so do this right now. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. And be sure to use the promo code USA to get this offer.
The Consumer Federation of America reports Americans lack easy access to price information for decisions regarding expensive funeral services at a time of grief. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Only California requires funeral homes to post the same list of prices for services that are given to bereaved family members on their websites. The Consumer Federation of America took a survey of 25 cities, revealing the other 49 should do the same as California. Joshua Slocum is with the Consumer Federation of America.
Only 16% of the funeral homes we looked at that have websites posted their entire FTC-required general price list.
I'm John Clemens.
As you tune into the state of
the news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was